Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:04 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan hanging out as well. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get you caught up before you get to work today. The 49ers have ruled out Brock Purdy, wide receiver Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver Juwan Jennings for the game against the Rams tonight.
Woof.
Yeah.
Woof. It stinks for them. I mean, everything added on top of that. We just talked about Nick Bosa the other day. It's just one thing after another with that team. But anyways.
New Orleans will host the 2028 College Football Playoff National Championship game. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels is on track to make his return this week.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. And playoff baseball is in full swing. A few wild card series are going to game three today. Guardians and Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Guards. Boston and the Yankees and Cubs and Padres. How can you not root for Steven Vogt, Dylan? I don't understand.
Because my family is all Tigers fans and, you know, no shade to Steven Vogt, but I would rather see my family happy than Steven Vogt.
Wow.
Just what
crazy.
It is, man.
That's crazy.
And the Dodgers, of course, will advance the NLDS against Philadelphia after beating the Reds 8-4 yesterday.
They're so good, dude. So good.
They're so, so good. And Shohei Ohtani, I believe, is pitching in the next game. So, and of course, if you missed the big headline of yesterday, Braves manager Brian Snicker has made his decision. He is not returning as manager next season. He'll go into an advisory role. And he said the decision, it's not tough to leave the job. It's tough to leave the relationships, the players.
Exactly.
The job's not hard to leave. The relationships and the experiences and all that's what's tough. You know, not seeing guys every day and working relationships. And we got an unbelievable team here that we work with, from the greatest trainers, strength coaches, video guys that I nuzzle up to all the time. They're kind of my sounding boards. It's everybody, the clubhouse kids, the clubhouse staff, the media.
Yeah, it's just... And I keep going back to Mike Smith in this conversation, because we had him on the show like, what, 2 weeks ago, last Monday, and talking to him. It's like, hey, what do you miss the most? I don't think this was on air, but he said something like, I don't miss having to worry about what the radio guys are saying after we went forward on 4th and 1. You know, like that. It's like, oh, okay. I think no matter how you feel about the baseball part, because the baseball part is what I've wrestled with, right? The baseball part of Brian Snicker stepping away, it's like, is this good or bad for the team? I think we all kind of believe in him as a manager in given situations, but also, like, this team maybe needed a new voice at times this season, and then they hit their stride and they're good again. And you're like, oh, that was the new voice they needed. I don't know. I can't really decide how I feel about it baseball-wise. I think I'm a little bit relieved. But nonetheless, no matter how you think of it in terms of baseball, just in terms of the icon that he is in the city, you grieve for a little bit. You know, you're just like, man, turning over a new leaf. I mentioned it earlier. He's kind of Atlanta's grandpa, and everybody loves their grandpa, and we love Brian Snicker. And that's just how I feel about it yesterday.
Well, I'm excited to see what his new chapter is going to look like. Of course, I was one of the ones saying, like, I want him back for one more season. Because I wanted that nice round number of 50 for him, but he is going to get that advisory role, so it will be 50. And he's got nothing left to prove, like I mentioned before. So I'm so excited for him, and he's making the decision that's right for him. And I am very curious, though, where the conversations are going to go moving forward for next season.
Yeah, there's been so many of them thrown around. I mean, I love David Ross. You know, I grew up a Cubs fan. I've paid a lot of attention to David Ross's career. He's an Auburn grad, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. He was a Brave, done so many cool things. Just a guy that you knew would be a manager one day. I know Skip Schumacher's name has been thrown around. We mentioned Tony Vitale earlier from the University of Tennessee. Walt Weiss from within the dugout. You know, it just there's a lot of different directions I think you can go. A lot of people that have been involved in this organization, you know, from a player or coaching standpoint that they could point to. Or do you just go straight outside the building and say, hey, we knew young, you know, young blood in here. And so that'll be the conversation moving forward for sure.
I have a very quick question on that. Do you think the Braves are more likely to go after a young up-and-coming manager or a guy that is maybe a little more seasoned in the fact that maybe he's been to at least a bevy of playoff appearances, maybe even a World Series, maybe even has, I don't know if this guy will be even out there, but a guy that maybe has a World Series championship under his belt. So do you think they'll go for that more seasoned manager that has been there before and been to the World Series and knows what it takes to get there, or maybe a young and up-and-coming manager?
I with the roster you have, I think you have to aim for a seasoned manager.
Yeah.
I'm with that too.
I think that when you look at rosters that are always the teams that are up and coming, and I'm talking about not necessarily the Marlins or the Rays, but like
the Reds maybe.
Yeah, like teams like the, you know, that you always are looking for like somebody that can bring energy to the park with teams like that. For teams like the Braves with the fan base they have, the players they have, like you need somebody that's going to make all the right decisions at the right time and has the background of making sure the chemistry is good inside the locker room, which I think is A1 on my list.
Huge.
I think that Brian Snicker did that to a certain level. And, you know, I think that we need somebody that can come in here and make sure that the continuity inside the locker room, that Ozzie's on the same page as Ronnie, who is on the same page as Matt Olson, who's on the same page as, you know, Chris Sale. It just, you have to have somebody like that inside the locker room. So I would think a seasoned vet, it just, like, what does that even mean? What does a seasoned vet even mean?
Well, and historically, they stay within the organization. So where would that point towards?
It's a great point. It's a great point. I don't think I need to see Walt Weiss 2.0. I don't think I need to see the beta version here. I don't know. I just looking for a fresh face. I don't know. Maybe I'll feel different in 2 months when the fresh face is hired and I'm like, what are we doing? Who is the old Conor McGregor? Who's that guy?
Well, whatever questions you have about the future of the Braves, we are going to talk to Grant McCauley at 8:20 today about Brian's statement yesterday and announcing that he is retiring as manager of the Braves. Now, the Falcons are on a bye week. They're 2-2 for the season, coming off a win against the Commanders. Got a lot of great momentum as they're going to face Buffalo, and we've been handing out grades to different position groups. A lot of great grades that you guys have been handing out, but let's talk about the wide receiver room. There's been a lot of conversation about this group.
Wow. You just kind of assume that it's not going to be a great grade.
I just said there's a lot of conversation about this group. You're setting people up for the letdown. A lot of conversation.
I think we know what Allie's grade would be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before the Commanders game, a lot of people had a lot to say.
No, and I still have a lot to say because, you know, and we will get to tight ends, running backs, all the other positions, you know, obviously later. And I think tight ends is what we're finishing the show with today. Okay, so tight ends are not included in this group. So this is a tough one, man, because I mentioned earlier when you break down the linebackers, you're really talking about Divine Diablo, sprinkle with Caden Ellis. This one's kind of the same, but you have to include Darnell, Ray-Ray, Casey, Kadarrell, you know, David Sills, who's had a target or two. Like, it just goes all the way down the list. And outside of Drake London, who God knows I am a massive fan of Drake London. I love the way that this guy attacks the football when it's in the air. I love the attitude he brings to the offense. I love the tenacity with which he runs his routes and finishes the plays with the balls in his hand. But outside of that, Mooney has been injured and awful at the same time. Mm-hmm. The routes are not crisp. We've talked to Dave Archer about it. He hasn't been able to do the things that we grew accustomed to last year. And Ray-Ray has been bad, too. Ray-Ray has been a guy that has shown splashes of what he was a year ago, but he just slowly has been kind of weeded out of the passing game as you've incorporated more Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson. So I landed on a C- for this group, and it took me everything I had not to go down to D. Drake London is the only thing keeping this above a failing grade, and it's because he is so good at what he's asked to do in this offense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I went C, not C minus, but I can't disagree with C minus, but it is for the same reason that you just presented. Drake London is the only bright spot of this wide receiver room right now, and it's bad, and it hurts because this, while we talked about this linebacker room, and they kind of, with the emergence of Divine Diablo, talking about how it seems like really they're overachieving at this point. The defensive line has been pretty good, and the young guys have stepped up the way we wanted them to step up. We talked about them yesterday. Secondary's been good. And it's almost like the wide receiver room, which we had a lot of confidence in, especially after what happened last season, even with the quarterback debacle, we felt really good about Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Ray, and then coming into
the camp that Casey had.
Like, we felt really, really good. And you could argue that this wide receiver room, we thought, probably was the room with the most depth on this whole entire Falcons team. And so the fact that they've just been so bad besides Drake is really disappointing. And that's why he landed a C. And it's just and it's hard, too, because you can't explain it. Like, yes, Darnell has been banged up, and maybe that's part of it. But he also, when he's been out there, he's just not been good. And then the things he was good at last year, it's like, why is his route running taking a step back? Why can all of a sudden him and Ray are having problems catching the ball? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I have a theory, too. And I watch at least half of every Falcons game with Dylan and watch all the road game. And I have a theory on Darnell Mooney. It's, to me, the reason my grade struggles so much is it's not so much the route running or inability to connect, and that's a massive part of it. But also, when there's an incompletion thrown at Darnell Mooney, it almost feels like he's mad that he's on the field. Like, he gets up with the worst body language. And I've had Darnell on the show. I've interviewed Darnell numerous times. Awesome dude.
Yeah.
Like, have seen him go out of his way to talk to fans and kids and everything else. But it's almost like the body language when he is targeted and the ball is incomplete. And it's not like he hasn't had drops. He's had numerous contested catches dropped and other things going on. It's almost like he kind of gets up and he's like, man, why are you throwing it at me? You know, and I'm like, bro, like that was you just had it in your hands. Like, what are we doing? He just looks frustrated. I don't know if it's his health that's frustrating him, the system, what he's being asked to do. And maybe he's not frustrated, but the body language tells me he absolutely is frustrated with something going on that he's being asked to do. And I'm gonna side with it being he's frustrated with his health or his conditioning or something, but he doesn't look happy on the field right now. Even when he has made catches, it's not like a, yeah, it's like a, okay, there I was. Okay.
Yeah, man. And that's a good point you touched on. I didn't think about, maybe it's he feels like he should be getting more separation than he is right now, because I mean we've seen how good and the top end speed that he has last year. So maybe it's the hamstring that's still maybe lingering and not allowing him to get the separation that he once could get. So that could be something.
Hopefully the bye week will help him shake off whatever is going on. We are going to be handing out final grades on the Falcon season so far today at 8:40. And this Friday, you can join Andy and Randy at Twin Peaks in Buckhead for a special broadcast of the Midday Show. Come have lunch, enjoy the scenic views as we get ready for a big weekend of college and pro football. That is this Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. at Twin Peaks in Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up next, we're going to preview Thursday night football. Zoom out and see what else is going on around the NFL on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.